SportPesa is here. Use your phone, put your Dischke knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. SportPesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
It's exciting times in the world of football. The FIFA World Cup in Russia has been fantastic so far. Welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa. My guest, as always, is football legend Dr. Kumalo, as we discuss five hot topics and fixture predictions. Pivotal amongst the hot topics is the departure of Brian Baloyi from Kaizer Chiefs and the signing of 9 new players by Orlando Pirates. Before we get into it, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer. Enjoy the episode.
Now for SportPesa's five hottest soccer topics with Doc.
I'm now joined on the line by the legend himself, Doc Kumalo. Doc, thank you very much for joining us. The World Cup is upon us. It's transfer season. Are you excited?
Thank you very much. Very exciting moment. We've been waiting for it for quite some time.
Let's get into it then with the hot topics. Orlando Pirates have announced the signing of 9 new players, including marquee names such as Brilliant Kuzuayo, Guda Mahachi, and Linda Mdambo. What is your impression on these developments?
Well, I guess from the look of things, those are good signings because most of the young boys that are out there, they've made a mark in their respective teams that they've been playing for. Yes, of course, having worked with Brilliant Kuzuayo, I know what he's capable of. And he's a young boy who's emerging, and he has done tremendous well at Kaizer Chiefs. I think that was a good one from Orlando Pirates, not taking anything away from the goalkeepers currently that are still there. With Pule from Vest, I also thought that was a gem, you know, for them to acquire. And I think, 9 players, really, they are on a mission, because this big number of players to be signed, you must have a look at where they finished in the last season, you know, the previous season, 2017-2018, and what is it that probably persuaded them to get this number of players and this type of players, because obviously they're second on they came second on the law, so they qualify to keep that game. So they have to balance. They have to find a balance in terms of them probably wanting to challenge for the Champions League and also for the PSL locals, and also for some of the trophies that are out there for them. So, the acquisition, it's probably, they look at it as a bigger picture, because most of these boys, like I said, they're still young, and these are young boys that want to emerge. They're still hungry, they want to play for a bigger team, and then Orlando Pirates gave them an opportunity. So I thought it's a good acquisition from Orlando Pirates. So, but time will tell if, yes, it is justified to become a good acquisition. But from the look of things, they seem to be on the roll, to roll up, to challenge for the league, especially, to give the Mamelodi Sundowns, Kaizer Chiefs, Mamelodi United, all the teams that are in the top 8, to challenge a little bit, because it's not going to be an easy one coming to the tournament.
And after the lengthy speculation still on the signings, Andile Jali signed for Mamelodi Sundowns despite also being linked with Kaizer Chiefs. Is Jali's signature a game changer for next season for Mamelodi Sundowns?
Look, at the end of the day, you can't take it away from the young boy. He did very well. The mere fact that he just come back from overseas and coming to join one of the biggest teams in Africa, not in South Africa, that on its own has an impact. And it tells that also Mamelodi Sundowns in his business for them to acquire the signature of the service of Jali. So that means really they reinforcing the Mamelodi Sundowns team. And from where I'm seated, I don't think Sundowns are actually looking at the PSL per se. I think Sundowns, their signing is more towards challenging the Pep game, because they he seems to be getting the best of the best that we think in South Africa are the best players for what? And Sundowns is trying by all means to get all those best players. So, yes, PSL is more for them, but I think they have grown that stage whereby they will try to compete and try to fight for the league, you know, all the trophies that we have. But they seem to want to make a mark more in Africa. And if you want to make a mark more in Africa, you need to have the best because you're playing against the best. That's why it's called Cricket League. So I think he will come handy for technical team, Coach Tito and the technical team. And, you know, he'll be used wisely in the middle of the park because this is where they dominate the game mostly, you know, Sundowns here.
Another question on everyone's lips is who will win the World Cup? More specifically for us, how far will Africa go in this year's edition?
From the look of things, I think probably the country that's more hungrier than the five countries. I would pick Senegal. They've been marvelous to watch. They've been doing very well, very consistent. And they've got, you know, a group of young talented players that are eager to challenge for greater fortunes out there because we have seen, with San Wari, what he has done at Liverpool and some other big names in their team. But having said that, from also where I'm seated and looking from them, having watched them playing all these friendly games prior to their opening match, you know, they've been marvelous to watch. And, you know, they bring out the best out of themselves because they are not playing too much. But clearly they are, you know, physically and technically very, very inclined in terms of how they approach the European opponents. And as much as they might have played an Asian country, you know, but that also counts because it's just a friendly game before their opening game. So the coach is a very wise young man, like an legend player, you know, and he understands the boys, he understands the mentality. So I will give it to them at the moment.
To Senegal. And the overall winner?
The overall winner is a very difficult one. It might be it's too tight for me because I think probably Brazil will want to redeem themselves and also Germany will want to retain the title. So it's between the two.
All right, that's fair enough. Moving right along then. Your former teammate, Brian Baloyi, parted ways recently with Amakhosi, indicating that he will pursue business interests. What is your reaction to the news?
I guess it's an unfortunate situation that Brian has to part ways with Kaizer Chiefs. But obviously, an individual needs to be given a priority in terms of taking his brand or probably measuring himself in other endeavors because obviously he's talking about business opportunities out there. So probably he wants to take a little bit of a break from the game. But I wouldn't want to see Spider, you know, fading away from the game because he has a lot to part with youngsters out there. You know, he has been an unbelievable goalkeeper, he has been an unbelievable legend, he has done much, he has done that very, very well. So he knows very well what is out there for him. And I just want to wish him all the best of luck. And, you know, but please, Father, do not disappear in the game. We really still need your expertise.
All right. And the last one, last hot topic. We still in the transfer period, of course. Speculation is rife that Sundowns may lose Kamabiliet and Pesitao in this transfer window. How will losing these star players affect Sundowns domestically and on the continent next season?
Hey, that would be a really, really big blow for Sundowns because clearly those are the very two key players. And I would understand if they were to lose one of them, but those are the very two key players. With Pesitao, he did very well, you know, for himself and for the club. And Billiard also, he was one of the instrumental players at Sundowns. It will be very, very difficult for Sundowns probably to find proper replacement for them. And I'm not taking anything away from the boys that they have or any probably ideas to sign probably players that will emulate the two gentlemen. But it would be very, very difficult for them to find a Pesitao type of a player or a Billet type of a player. Because if you were to recall, after they lost Castro, it was Castro, it was Billiard, and who went overseas to France.
Bongani Zungu.
No, not Bongani Zungu.
Kigen Dolly, sorry.
Kigen Dolly, yes. Again, then they had to get the likes of Tau, but it was not the very same way they used to attack while they had the three guys up front. It was different because Tau was so unbelievable. You know, he was playing as a dummy striker and he was causing a lot of damage because he was not an outright striker. And a lot of coaches, they got it all wrong, you know, because he would also go on the side or also go in the middle and come from deep. And, you know, he would do a lot of things in that kind of a respective position. So, you know, you can give it to the technical team how they managed to bring probably a better striking force than the one that they have with Karma, Castro, and Keegan Dolly. And now they managed to get your Billiards, your Saud combination. And, you know, it doesn't happen often because it takes a while for players to gel and for a team to play as a unit. But with Sundowns, they managed to bring that you know, up to speed because clearly, you know, they were unbelievable going forward. So that on its own, for them to lose the two gentlemen, I think it might be probably a little bit of a problem for them. But knowing the coach and his assistant and the technical team, they might bring a surprise.
On to the doctor's predictions for the biggest upcoming games.
And now, Doc, thank you very much for those hot topics. Let's now use your expertise as a former footballer and move on to the Doc's predictions. We have 5 World Cup fixtures, and we need you to help us with the game predictions. The first match is Spain versus Morocco. It's going to be played on the 25th of June at 8 p.m. Spain versus Morocco. What's your advice there, Doc?
I will give it to Spain. They also want to probably bounce back after some poor performance in some of the World Cups. They've won in 2010 and, you know, they didn't do well in 2014 in Brazil. And we star-studded team like Spain, and obviously it's one country that the rest of the world would respect their philosophy, you know. So I think they'll want to probably prove the point, and I think Spain will win this one.
On the 26th of June, Denmark faces France at 4 p.m. Your pick?
Denmark, France. I will give it to France. Orchestrated team in terms of well-oiled team. You know, young, energetic players, and you know, they are underdogs. But if you look at their players out there, they've done so very well. Some of their players, in the squad. We have a champion, they've won it, and some have won some trophies with their respective teams. Yes, of course, Denmark, we can't rule them out. You know, they're one country that are also, you know, not easy to play against, you know. But I think France, you know, will be there.
All right. On the same day at 8 p.m. on the 26th of June, where do your loyalties lie now? Nigeria face Argentina. Who do you pick on that one?
Nigeria against Argentina. Well, in this one, I'm going to be very, very skeptical about the outcome. But let me just put it this way. I will give it to Nigeria. I will give it to Nigeria. I've watched their games, they're preparing for the World Cup opening match for this game that we talked about. They did very well against England, even though, you know, the outcome didn't go their favor in their way. And also, in the next other games that they've played, they've been marvelous to watch. And the reason why I'm saying this is it's because I'm a little bit skeptical, because, you know, when you go to a World Cup, or probably let me say to a tournament of this magnitude, you need 120% guys to be focused and disciplined and prepared. Whereas in the Argentina camp, there's still some a little bit nagging type of negativity that is out there. You know, I don't think they play as a unity, or they depend mostly in individuals. So Nigeria, you know, they'll have an upper hand.
All right, last two fixtures, Brazil versus Serbia. Who's your money on at 8 p.m. on the 26th of June?
Which game is that?
Brazil versus Serbia.
That one is given. Brazil and
All right, and the
yeah,
all right, and the more difficult one for the last one, Belgium versus England on the 28th of June at 8 p.m.
Belgium against who?
Against England.
Belgium against England. Well, again, I think this one I'm gonna sit right on the fence because yes, of course, Belgium they might have big names in that team. But you can't take away anything from the youthful England squad that is doing so very well. And Southgate has, you know, transformed that team to become one of the best in the world. And I would say probably so.
All right. That's Doc and his five predictions for the upcoming World Cup fixtures. We thank you very much, Doc, for your thoughts and opinions and your expertise.
Thank you very much, Ella.
Sokoladuma Radio.
Well, thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the World Cup and remember to game responsibly. Catch us next month for another edition of the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa.
Sokoladuma Radio. Sokoladuma Radio.